the way to think about this for anybody who uses Reagan, and, you know, Reagan is so beloved by so many people in our area because it's so convenient, is that the B and the C terminals will never be the same ever again. What you are used to today will not be the same tomorrow. And basically what's going to happen is that these new security checkpoints will make you zigzag through the airport until you get to that main hall, which will now be behind security. And what I mean by the main hall is that area where the Ben's Chili Bowl is, where the legal seafood is, where the Chick-fil-A is. All of that will now be post-security. And the idea here is to give you more space post-security because, quite frankly, pre-pandemic, Reagan National was running out of space. They were handling millions more passengers than they really could handle, than the airport was designed to handle. And so they needed to find a way to create more space. And what they did is they've given these new security checkpoints their own area, literally created out of thin air between the metro station and the existing terminals. So say you were on the top level and you got dropped off by, you know, an Uber or taxi, or someone was dropping you off. You'll still walk in, get your boarding pass, drop off your bags on the top level, but then you'll go down a set of new escalators to these security checkpoints, go through security there, and then get to the main hall where you will be post-security and able to kind of move about the entire airport.
So what if you're taking Metro or you're coming from the parking garages? Can you connect to the terminal in the same way as you did before?
This is an excellent question, Deb, and this is why you get paid the big bucks. You will be able to connect directly from Metro and from the parking garage without going upstairs to the top level. That's provided you don't have any bags to drop off. If you have a lot of bags to drop off, you're still going to have to go up to the top level and drop them off there and then come back down. Now, that's not anything that changes from what you do right now currently, but that will be the difference there where you will have to kind of go back up and then come back down. So it's going to be a big change. We're going to be there tomorrow morning to try to walk people through it. But the understanding here is that B and C is going to be a lot different than what you're used to. Now, the A terminal, the older historic A terminal where most of the Southwest flights are housed, nothing changes there. So you don't have to worry about that.
Now, we know there are more security lines as part of this process. How much do they estimate that this will decrease wait times to get through security?
So the average wait time from TSA at Reagan, they like to keep it under about 20 minutes. And what's happening here, Mark, is that they're able to open up more lanes. There will physically be more TSA lanes at the security checkpoint area. And one other really interesting thing that's going to happen here, and this is something I don't think a lot of people knew about. TSA actually shut down in the middle of the night at Reagan National Airport, say between about midnight and 4 a.m. There were no TSA workers there to screen you. That's why if you ever had like a 6 a.m. flight, there was always that long queue of people just waiting for the lines to open, the checkpoint lines to open, and then you could go through. Well, now, because of this new security checkpoint space that is solely designated for TSA, they'll be able to work around the clock. So you really shouldn't be having that queuing that you've seen before, and they should be able to get you through. Now, these next couple of days are going to be interesting, and we'll keep an eye on it for sure.